今天下午圣餐里，我们要一起来学习的题目是一粒麦子。
This afternoon in the Holy Communion, we will use this topic of a kernel of wheat as mutual encouragement.
我们请看约翰福音十二章。
Please refer to John chapter 12.
23节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音十二章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 23.
十二章二十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 23.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified."
二十四节。
24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
约翰福音写到这里的时候，主耶稣携着梨子已经进入了耶路撒冷。
At this point in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus has already rode on a donkey, gloriously entered into Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道这一次是他最后一次。你在世上还活着的走进去耶路撒冷。
And the Lord Jesus knew that this was the last time for him to go into Jerusalem alive.
因为不久的将来他将要被钉十字架。
Because not long after this, he would be crucified.
但是这个道理他的门徒并不知道。
However, his disciples were not aware of this.
就算跟他们讲了，他们也不理解。
And even if he had mentioned it to them, they still could not understand.
他们觉得主耶稣是一个很好的老师。
Because to them, Jesus was a very good teacher.
他也帮助了很多人。
He also helped many people.
甚至有可能带领我们犹太人去反对罗马政府来解放我们得到自由。
And there was even the possibility of the Lord Jesus leading them to rebel against the Roman government so that they could be free.
所以在门徒的心里面，从来没有准备好接受耶稣要被钉死十字架的这个消息。
So in the disciples' mind, it never crossed their mind that the Lord Jesus would be crucified.
而主耶稣一直想要在他钉十字架以前告诉他们这个观念。
However, the Lord Jesus really wanted to tell them about this concept before he was crucified.
观念很重要。
This concept is very important.
如果你观念错了，你的期待就会错误。
If you have the wrong concept, then you would have the wrong hope.
你的信仰的动机就会错。
Then the motivation of your faith would be wrong.
你跟主就不会跟了很久。
And you would not be able to follow the Lord for a very long time.
主耶稣这里用一个很简单的比喻。
Here the Lord Jesus spoke a very simple parable.
来告诉门徒一个很重要的属灵道理。
To tell the disciples a very important spiritual teaching.
主耶稣在23节说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Verse 23, Jesus said to them that the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
得荣耀这是一个很好的事情。
To be glorified is a great thing.
但是从世界的角度跟属灵的角度得荣耀是不一样的。
However, to be glorified from spiritual point of view is different from the worldly point of view.
在世界的角度，你得荣耀就是你得了一个奖，会被升职、加薪、被表扬。
From the angle of the world, when somebody is glorified, it usually means that he has a promotion or he has been honored or he has received certain reward.
这是世界的荣耀。
This is the glory of the world.
是要透过自己的争取、努力，爬得越高，你荣耀就越大。
This is something that you must get through your own effort, that you have to climb upward.
但是属灵的荣耀跟世界的荣耀是相反的。
However, the spiritual glory is different from the worldly glory.
世界的荣耀是自私的，是为了自己。
The glory of this world is often very selfish. It is for your own benefit.
属灵的荣耀是为了神，荣耀神。
However, the glory in the spirit is for God.
世界的荣耀是要爬往上升，甚至在这个时候要踩到别人都在所不惜。
The glory of this world is to climb upward, even if it means to step on other people's head.
但是属灵的荣耀是往低的方向去发展的。
However, spiritual glory usually leads you downward.
如果你要荣耀神。
If you want to glorify God,
如果你要帮助到别人,
if you want to help other people,
你就一定要往低的方向去发展。
Then you have to go down.
但是这个观念很抽象。
However, this is a very abstract concept.
很难了解。
It's very hard to understand.
是主耶稣打一个比喻。
Therefore, Jesus used an example.
他说我实实在在的告诉你们。
He said, most assuredly I say to you,
一粒麦子啊，如果不落在地里死了，它仍旧是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
如果它死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it produces much grain.
所以这里讲到用一粒麦子来比喻主耶稣。
So here the Lord Jesus used a grain of wheat to tell a parable about himself.
这一粒麦子可以有两种状态。
This grain of wheat can be in two kinds of states.
如果它还粘在麦穗上面，没有掉下来。
If it continue to be attached to the wheat,
它可以保守自己的生命。
It can preserve its own life.
它也会很好看。
It can also look very well.
风吹它，它就飘。
That when the wind blows, it will swing around.
它就高高在上。
It will remain on the branch.
如果在这样的状态之下。
However, under this kind of condition,
这一粒麦子放在那边，永远只是一粒。
That grain of wheat will remain alone.
这是预表主耶稣基督，他本来是神。
This also prefigures that the Lord Jesus originally was God.
他没有必要来到世上。
He did not need to come into this world.
他可以看到他的创造物就是人类，一直犯罪，就等候以后审判吗？
He could just watch his creation, human beings, continue to sin, and then at the end they will be judged.
等他们下地狱吧。
He could just wait for them to go to hell.
等他们面对公义吧。
He could just wait for them to face justice.
他可以自己舒舒服服的在上面来观看整个世界。
He could have just remain in heaven by himself.
但是他不要这样做。
He didn't want to do that.
他选择有一个更低的方向。
He chose to go down.
就是在第二十四节这里所说的。
That is what it says in verse 24.
他首先要落在地里。
He has to fall into the ground.
什么叫落在地里？
What does it mean to fall into the ground?
就是改变降低自己的身份。
That is to change and to lower one's own status.
你要去救一个人，你要去改变一个人。
In order to save a person, in order to change a person,
你一定要放弃自己的身份来跟他在一起的地位。
You have to put aside your own status and lower yourself to the status of the person you are trying to help.
才有办法去接近他。
Then you can approach him.
所以主耶稣基督降生在世界的时候，
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus was born into this world,
他故意不降生在贵族、王子、统治阶层的家。
He purposely did not come into a very wealthy, well-off family.
他要降生在一个穷人的家。
But instead, he chose to come into a poor man's home.
我们看主耶稣啊，怎么掉下来，怎么落在地上。
Let's see how the Lord Jesus fell into the ground.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书的二章的第六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
二章的第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
这也是形容主耶稣这一粒麦子怎么样从最高点掉到最低点。
Here it describes how Jesus, this kernel of wheat, came from the highest point, fell into the lowest point.
主耶稣是谁？
Who was the Lord Jesus?
本来就是天上的神。
He was the God in heaven.
他有神的形象。
He had the image of God.
但是为了要救我们，
However, in order to save us,
他一定要被丢到人间的世上。
He had to fall into the world.
有时候你不去一个地方哦，你不能了解这个地方。
Sometimes, unless you go to a certain place, you cannot understand what's going on there.
像我们看电视，哇，有一些落后地方很穷哦，没饭吃哦。
For example, when we watch TV, we see the news from some developing countries, and we feel that they are people there are very poor. They don't have
好可怜哦，那嘴巴一直咬着鸡腿，哇，好可怜哦，他们很饿啊，哇。
And while biting on our own food, we think to ourselves that these people are truly pitiable, that they don't have anything to eat.
你不去那个地方，感受不到。
If you don't really go to that place, we cannot really appreciate what's happening.
你离开了自己舒服的家，去那个地方，你就感受到。
And if you can leave your comfortable home and go to that place, then you will be able to truly appreciate.
我们家里很舒服。
We are very, our homes are all very comfortable.
哇，那么穷的家里为什么那么脏，不打扫一下？
And we may see other people's house feel that how come their house is so messy and they don't clean it.
除非你亲自去那个地方。
But unless you personally go there.
所以主耶稣他本来虽然是神。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus, even though he was God,
他有神的形象。
He had the form of God.
但是他要为了要救你跟我，他要掉下来了。
However, in order to save you and me, he had to fall.
他来到世上了。
He fell. He came into this world.
他就选择不与神为同等，就是说我不讲我是神，直接不这样讲。
And he did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
他谦卑自己。
He made himself humble.
我是一个人子。
He became a son of man.
好了，这样还不够啊，他还继续掉，我还没有掉完呢。
And not just that, he continued to fall.
他要虚己。
He humbled himself.
然后呢，取了个奴仆的样子。
Taking the form of a bond servant.
做人有很多种，有的选的话，大家不会选当奴才啊。
If you have the choice, you probably would not choose to be a servant.
有的选的话，我们选当老板，当皇帝，当被别人在服侍。
If you can choose, you probably would choose to be a king or a boss, so that people can serve us.
所以说，选择当奴仆的形象。
But the Lord Jesus chose to be a bond servant.
然后呢，成为个人的样子。
And he came in the likeness of man.
那不能只是人啊。
Not just
还不够低。
It wasn't low enough.
还要再卑微一点。
It was even lower.
顺服至死。
He became obedient to the point of death.
要被钉在十字架上。
To be crucified on the cross.
成为个罪人。
To become a sinful man.
从神啊。
Therefore from God.
变成人。
He became the man.
再变成仆人。
And became a servant.
再变成死囚犯。
Then became a criminal.
这个就是主耶稣的这粒麦子的落下了。
And this is how this grain of wheat fell to the ground.
但是因为这样子。
However, because of this.
主耶稣这颗麦子落在地里了。
This grain of wheat fell into the ground.
它改变了很多人的生命。
He changed the life of many people.
所以这就是这颗麦子。
And this is the kernel of wheat.
弟兄姐妹，我们也想一想。
So brothers and sisters, let's think about it.
我们今天信了主耶稣了。
Today after we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们愿不愿意落在地里？
Are we willing to fall into the ground?
什么叫落在地里？
What does it mean to fall into the ground?
就是放弃自己原有的舒服的环境。
That is to put aside, to give up the comfortable environment that we have.
舒服的生活。
The comfortable life that we have.
有人说，是不是我们每个人都要去印度，都要去非洲吃苦？
So people may ask, does that mean every one of us must go to Africa or India to suffer?
不是这个意思。
This is not what it means.
但如果有机会去一趟是很好。
Of course, if you have the opportunity, it's good for you to go.
如果你在这边活得很不开心。
If you are not very happy here,
生活很多埋怨。
If you have a lot of complaints in your life,
你去一趟那种很落后、很穷苦的国家，跟很穷的人住一个月。
If you just go to a very poor country and just spend a month there,
回来什么都好吃。
After you return, you will find out everything tastes good.
有个弟兄啊
，there was a brother.
以前在家里啊，经常嫌太太煮饭很难吃。
In the past, when he was at home, he often complained about his wife's food doesn't taste very good.
煮这个也不行，那个也不行。
He didn't like the food that his wife prepared for him.
很多埋怨。
He had a lot of complaint.
后来他去非洲当义工，当了两次。
And then later on, he went to Africa to be volunteers twice.
我问他太太。
And then I asked his wife.
你先生有什么改变？
Did your husband change?
哦，不一样。
She told me that he's completely different.
什么不一样？
How so?
现在吃到什么都好吃。
And now, whatever he eats, he feels is very delicious.
忘记放盐也好吃，隔天的也好吃。
Even if I forget to put salt in it, he still feels it's delicious.
回来很开心。
And after he came home, he felt very happy.
真的，那个环境不一样。
Because the environment was truly different.
他离开了他自己舒服的环境。
He left his comfortable life.
去看到原来有那么多人那么穷苦需要帮助。
And he saw that there were so many poor people who needed help.
有那么多人需要主的爱，需要听福音。
There were so many people who needed the love of God.
所以离开了自己的舒服的环境。
So he left his comfortable environment.
他就能够改变别人的生命。
And then he was able to change people's life.
这个观念是从主耶稣来的。
This kind of concept comes from the Lord Jesus.
所以我们年轻，我们的家作为家长呢，可以多鼓励孩子。
So, as parents, we can encourage our children.
如果去哪里 holiday 啊，去哪里啊，不如送他们去非洲当义工。
If they have any plans for holiday, it is a lot better if they can go to Africa to be volunteers.
我们教会啊，在英国啊、美国啊，很多年轻人每年一月都去伦敦受训，就是要为了要去非洲当义工。
In our church in this, in North America as well as in UK, every January, there will be a seminar in London to train volunteer workers for African ministry.
很多年轻人回来啊，改变很大。
And many youth after they come home, they have great change.
永远不愿意离开自己的束缚的环境。
If you are not willing to leave your comfortable life,
永远不能体会神的大恩典。
Then you would never be able to experience the grace of God.
但是不是每一个人都要去，也不能够去。
However,that not everyone can go and not everyone needs to go.
有时候这种舒服的环境是无形的。
Sometimes these kind of comfortable environment is invisible.
我就喜欢这样子。
I like to do this.
这是我的个性。
This is my personality.
我就是这样的人。
This is who I am.
我就不想改。
I don't want to change.
你就永远丢在上面。
Then you are always up there.
你丢在那么高，哇，好清高，很属灵了。
来。It may seem that you are high up there and it seems very spiritual.
我说我跟大家没有接触了。
Or I would not be in contact with anyone else.
或是不愿意改变自己的个性。
Or I'm not willing to change my own personality.
没有办法被主所用。
I cannot be used by God.
永远是一粒麦子。
Then you are always just a grain of wheat.
是不是？这粒麦子有什么价值？
So what is the value of this grain of wheat?
一粒麦子不掉下来，永远是一粒。
A grain of wheat, unless it falls, is always alone.
那个价值很少。
It doesn't have a lot of value.
你一粒麦子可以卖多少钱？
How much can you sell for a grain of wheat?
但是这一粒麦子掉下来了。
But if the grain of wheat falls,
他开始离开自己的束缚的环境了。
If he leaves his comfortable living,
他长出很多的籽粒来了。
And then he can produce many wheat.
从一粒变一把，变一捆，变一整个麦田。
From one becomes a handful, becomes a whole field of wheat.
所以就会很有价值。
And it becomes very valuable.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习。
So brothers and sisters, we must learn.
愿意离开你舒服的生活吗？
Are you willing to leave your comfortable life?
愿意放弃你的身份吗？
Are you willing to give up your status?
愿意改变你的个性吗？
Are you willing to change your personality?
先要离开才会得到。
First, you must leave, then you can receive it.
这个是主耶稣一粒麦子的第一个教训。
And this is the first teaching of this grain of wheat.
但是离开落在地里还不够。
However,even after you leave and falls onto the ground, that is still not enough.
还要落在地里，还要死了。
The next thing you must do is to die.
落在地上有时候不一定死。
Sometimes after you have fallen onto the ground, you might not necessarily die.
可能落了一下不舒服了，就赶快捡起来。
Perhaps you feel uncomfortable and then you are being picked up.
落了地上，你还要用土给它盖住。
But after you fall to the ground, you have to cover it with soil.
看不见了。
Then it becomes not visible.
代表主耶稣基督。
It also represents the Lord Jesus.
他来到世上。
The Lord Jesus came into this world.
为了就是要为我们死。
For the purpose of dying for us.
他活着的目的，在世上活着的时候，就是要为我们死。
The goal of his life in this world was to die for mankind.
被钉在十字架上。
To be crucified on the cross.
承受别人不能承受的痛。
To bear the pain that no one else can bear.
承受全世界人的罪。
To take up the sin of the whole world,
承受我们犯罪的后果
and to endure the consequences of our sin,
所有的羞辱
to be shamed,
被埋在坟墓里三天
to be buried in the tomb for 3 days.
但是坟墓没有办法捆绑他
but the tomb could not bind him.
三天之后，他从死里复活
after 3 days, he resurrected.
所以他都结出很多籽粒来
and then he produces much grain.
谁是籽粒呢？
Who are these wheat?
今天你跟我就是主耶稣这颗麦子丢到地里所结出的籽粒。
Today you and I, we are the fruit of this grain of wheat. The Lord Jesus fallen onto the ground.
所以没有牺牲啊。
So without sacrifice,
很难改变生命。
It is very hard to change life.
没有办法改变自己的生命。
You cannot change your own life.
没有办法改变别人的生命。
You also cannot change other people's life.
最大的力量就是爱。
And because the greatest strength is love.
武器、炸药、炸弹，那些只能够破坏。
Weapons or bombs, those can only destroy.
爱能够建立。
But love can build.
但是爱从哪里来？
But where does love come from?
什么叫做爱？
What is love?
爱就是牺牲。
Love is sacrifice.
我们看第三十节。
Verse 30.
同一章的第三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Verse 32. And I, if I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
哇，主耶稣这句话很让人感动。
This is truly touching.
主耶稣说，当我在地上被举起来的时候
，The Lord Jesus said that when I'm lifted up from the earth.
第三十二节，主耶稣是活生生被钉在十字架上，然后用绳子把这个十字架拉起来的。
The Lord Jesus was crucified alive on the cross, and the cross was lifted up.
主耶稣被挂在上面的时候。
And when Jesus hung on the cross,
不是腓立比书，打错了，是约翰福音十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12 verse 32.
啊，十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12 verse 32.
啊，主耶稣被举起来的时候，是全身都是血的。
When the Lord Jesus was lifted up, he was covered in blood.
从头到脚都是血。
From head to toe, he was covered in blood.
整个背都被鞭子打破、打鞭伤了。
His back was injured from all the whipping.
手脚都被钉穿。
He was nailed. His nails pierced through his hand and feet.
活生生就被举起来。
He was crucified alive on the cross.
你可以想象，如果今天你看着，可能看五秒钟都受不了。
You can imagine today if you look at this scene, you can probably cannot last for 5 seconds.
今天竟然有人对荣耀的主那么残忍。
That how can somebody be so cruel to the glorious Lord?
你要杀一个人，顶多是砍他的头嘛。
To kill a person, you may just behead him.
或是把他烧死吗？
Or you may burn him to death.
砍头可能一两分钟的痛苦就结束了。
If somebody is beheaded, it probably lasts a few seconds.
你把他烧死，顶多也是十几二十分钟，他就肯定死了。
Or if you burn somebody to death, it probably lasts a few minutes.
但是把他挂在十字架上。
But the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
有一些囚犯可以挂好几天都不死。
Some criminal could be on the cross for several days and they would not die.
很残忍。
It's a very cruel punishment.
所以说没有必要来面对这些的。
The Lord Jesus did not need to go through all these.
都是因为我们。
It is because of our
sin. 你的罪跟我的罪。
Because of your sin and my sin.
当他被举起来的时候。
So when he was lifted up.
就吸引了万人归向主。
He drew all people to him.
如果主耶稣没有死在十字架上
，If the Lord Jesus had not died on the cross,
他只是普通的死亡。
He only died normally.
他顶多是一个伟人。
Then he would have only been a great man.
但是因为他钉在十字架上
，However, because he was crucified on the cross,
又从死里复活
，and then he resurrected,
证明他是荣耀的主，生命的主。
It proves that he was the Lord of glory, the Lord of life.
有人说基督教为什么传扬的那么快？
Some people ask, how come Christian faith spread so quickly?
基督教传教的方法跟一般的传教的方法不太一样。
Christian faith is usually preached differently from other religions.
有一些宗教啊，它人很多。
Some religion they have many believers.
但是呢，他们是用暴力的手法来传教的。
But they use violent ways to spread their belief.
他们一手拿着一些宗教的书。
On the one hand, they would be holding the book that they believe in.
一手就拿着刀。
On the other hand, they hold a sword.
你信，你就归化。
If you believe, then you will become one of us.
不信，刀就给你，就砍头。
If you don't believe, the sword will be on your head.
这样的方法，当然很多人要信啊，不信都会被杀死了。
And if you use this kind of method, of course, many people will be forced to believe.
有一个，如果我们看历史啊，历史上有一个叫奥斯曼帝国 Ottoman Empire。
If you read history, there is an Ottoman Empire.
他们的国家非常的版图非常的大。
This empire was very prosperous.
当时其实已经有很多基督徒。
And at that time, there were already many Christians.
但是这些基督徒不愿意归化。
But these Christians were not, did not want to be converted.
怎么来逼迫他们呢？
So how were they persecuted?
就把这些基督徒啊，用绳子绑得很高。
So they gathered these Christians and bind them to ropes and lift them up to a very high place.
有一支很尖的、尖尖的那种木棍啊，还是怎么样的
？And underneath there's a very sharp a piece of wood.
最后再问他们
，and they would ask the question,
你还是基督徒吗
？They would ask the question, Do you still want to
believe? 你还要信吗
？Do you still want to believe in Christ?
如果你说我不信了
，If you say that I don't believe anymore,
好，马上放下来
，then you will be let down.
可以回家
，and you can go home.
但是如果你说你信
，but if you continue to insist on your belief,
绑得很高。
Because you are hung very high up.
绳子一切
they will cut the rope.
整个人就会掉下来
and the whole body will fall.
整个人就会被插到那个棍子上面
to fall onto this sharp piece of wood.
七孔出血，流血而死
and then you will be pierced and you will die.
哇，很残忍
It's very cruel.
但是为什么在历史上面有那么多基督徒虽然被逼迫还是不改变自己的信仰？
But why is it that so many Christians in history, even though they were persecuted, they still didn't want to change their belief?
因为他们呢被主耶稣启发。
Because they were inspired by the Lord Jesus.
身体的肉体是暂时的。
They knew that their physical life is only temporary.
杀我的肉体不可以杀我的灵魂。
You can kill my life, but not my soul.
主耶稣就是为了我死。
The Lord Jesus died for me.
所以我要为主耶稣活。
Therefore, I must live for the Lord Jesus.
有一天我要死。
If one day I'm going to die,
我也要为主耶稣死。
I will die for the Lord Jesus.
这种精神呢，就是为什么基督教用爱来吸引人。
And this is the spirit of Christian faith and how Christians are able to attract people with love.
这个十字架。多少历代多少千年吸引了很多人的归主。
So we see how this cross for decades able to draw people to believe in Jesus.
早期基督教是怎么传到非洲的呢？
How was the gospel preached to Africa in the early times?
那时候欧洲都是基督教的国家。
At that time, the whole Europe was Christian countries.
为了要把基督教传到非洲。
In order to preach the gospel to Africa,
传教士就一批一批跟着那些殖民政府就去了。
They would have missionary workers go into Africa group by group.
那时候非洲还没有开发。
At that time, Africa was still not developed.
所以那些传教士来。
So when these missionary workers came,
土人呢就给他们杀了。
The natives would put them to death.
给他们吃了，吃掉，把他们吃掉。
Sometimes we even eat them.
但是呢，当时呢，他们还是不灰心。
However, they did not give up.
第一批人把去死光了。
The first group of people went and they all died.
再派第二批人去。
And then they sent the second group of people.
又死光了。
Again, they were killed.
再派第三批人去。
Third group of people were sent.
那么土人就想说，为什么你们白人那么笨，一直来给我们吃
？So the African natives, they thought to themselves, how come you are so foolish that you keep on coming to be eaten by us?
就开始慢慢对他们改观。
So they started to change their views.
传教士就学他们的语言。
So these missionary workers started to learn their own language.
讲圣经给他们听。
And to preach the Bible to them.
后来他们就放弃了。相信巫术啊，或者是那些残忍的方法，后来就改信基督了。
So the African people started to give up their own traditional belief in sorceries, and they were converted.
所以基督就是这样传出来的。
And this is how Christian faith was preached.
这是一批一批麦子这样子牺牲自己。
These were groups of wheat, a grain of wheat.
这个就是
sacrificing themselves.
主耶稣的精神。
And this is the spirit of the Lord Jesus.
那我们想想，我们今天信的主。
So today.Let's think about ourselves.
有没有落在地里
？Have we fallen onto the ground?
有没有愿意牺牲自己去帮助别人
？Are we willing to sacrifice ourselves so that we can help others?
如果我们只顾自己
，If we only care about ourselves,
我们生活过得很好
，and we live very comfortable lives.
你只是一粒麦子
，then you are just one grain of wheat.
你得愿意为主做点事。
But if you are willing to do something for the Lord,
牺牲自己一点时间
，if you are willing to sacrifice your time,
关心别人。
To care for other people,
传福音
to preach the gospel,
带领别人
to guide other people.
你的生命就不止一粒麦子的价值了。
Then your life is not just the worth of a grain of wheat.
早期我们在台湾
in the early times when we were still in Taiwan,
工人都很缺乏。
The church was lacking many workers.
在山地啊，都很缺乏工人。
Especially in the mountainous regions, there were not very not many workers.
神学院神学生毕业了。
Our theological students after they graduated from theological school,
院长就跟他们讲
the principal of the school would tell them,
你们这一批神学生毕业了
now you are graduating.
有谁愿意被派到山地注目了
Who is willing to be sent to the mountainous region to pastor the churches there?
那是五六十年前，山地很穷
That was more than 50 or 60 years ago, and at that time in the mountainous region, the people were very poor.
要人很容易被逼迫。
And also, there were many persecutions.
一去了，可能几个月都不可能回家。
Once you go, you probably could not come home for a couple of months.
所以没有人想被派去那个地方了。
So people did not want to go to that region.
派大城市生活比较舒服。
If they can be sent to a big city, the life would be more comfortable.
山地是没人想去的。
So nobody wanted to go to the mountainous region.
院长跟他们讲。
But the principal told them.
你们闭着眼睛。
Close your eyes.
谁愿意自动自愿被派去的举手。
Who is willing to, who volunteers to go there? Raise your hand.
神的爱感动他们。
So God's love compelled them.
很多人都举手。
Many people raised their
hands. 自动自愿被派去山地。
They were willing and they volunteered to be sent to the mountainous region.
今天在台湾的山地。
So today in the mountainous region in Taiwan.
除了天主教、长老教，这是真耶稣教会是最多的。
Other than the Catholic Church and the Presbyterian Church, True Jesus Church is the most, is also one of the most prominent churches.
其他教派都传不太进去。
Most of the other Christian faith could not break through to the mountainous region.
早期的工人愿意牺牲。
However, because of our early workers willing to sacrifice themselves.
早期的负责人也很愿意牺牲。
Also, the poor members of the church in the early days, they were also willing to sacrifice themselves.
没有什么专职的工人。
Because there were not many full-time workers.
他们要领会。
So they had to give sermons.
又要访问信徒。
They also had to visit believers.
没有车子，要走路，骑脚踏车。
If they did not have a car, they would walk or ride bicycles.
跑翻山越岭。
They had to travel great distance.
传道不在，他们是做传道的工作了。
If the preacher is not there, then they would take up the work of the preacher.
等到几个月之后，传道再回来一下，又出去了。
And then after a few months, the preachers would return, but only after a short time, the preacher would go again.
这个就是一粒麦子的精神。
But this is the spirit of a grain of wheat.
愿意牺牲。
Willing to sacrifice.
所以教会发展很快。
Therefore, the church developed very fast.
今天我们都很有教育水平。
Today, we are all very well educated.
生活也很舒服。
We all have very comfortable lives.
但是我们愿不愿意像一粒麦子的精神。
But are we willing to become a grain of wheat? Do we have the spirit of the grain of wheat?
所以以前的神学院呢，我们台湾的神学院呢。
So in the early days in the theological school in Taiwan,
在那个办公室里面都有个牌匾，用木头刻的，写着一粒麦子。
In the office, there would be a banner hanging there, and there would be letters saying a grain of wheat.
鼓励神学生出来工作都是一粒麦子。
To encourage the theological students that after you graduate, you should become a grain of wheat.
当负责人就是一粒麦子。
If you become a board, church board member, then you are a grain of wheat.
我们信主要为主侍奉，就是一粒麦子。
That after we believe in the Lord, we need to serve the Lord, and we become a grain of wheat.
你不死是不会有生命。
If you do not die, there will be it cannot produce life.
如果一粒麦子愿意落下来死了。
However, if this grain of wheat falls onto the ground and dies,
他的生命是有意义的。
Then his life becomes meaningful.
他可以改变别人的生命。
He can change other people's life.
他也会得到神的祝福。
He can also receive God's blessing.
所以每次领受圣餐，我们都想起主耶稣这一粒麦子。
So every time when we partake the Holy Communion, we have to think about the Lord Jesus, this grain of wheat.
他为我们死。
He has died for us.
我们为主献出多少。
So how much have we offered for the Lord?
圣餐也是一个奥妙。
The Holy Communion is also a mystery.
透过领受圣餐
through receiving the Holy Communion,
我们可以领受到主的肉、主的血。
We can also partake and receive the life, the flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus.
因为圣灵会运行。
Because the Holy Spirit moves among us.
祝谢过后，这个圣餐在灵里面就变成主的肉、主的血。
After giving thanks in the Spirit, this bread and juice becomes the body and blood of the Lord Jesus.
领受主的肉。
So when we partake the flesh of the Lord Jesus,
生命在我们里面。
Then we can have life within us.
我们末日可以复活。
On the last day, we can resurrect.
常常领受圣餐，听主的道理，我们的信心也会增强。
And if we can partake the Holy Communion often and listen to the Word of God often, then it will also strengthen our faith.
所以领圣餐是很重要。
So it is very important to partake the Holy Communion.
那谁可以领圣餐？
So who can partake the Holy Communion?
凡接受过真耶稣教会洗礼的同龄。
Every brothers and sisters who have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.In True Jesus Church,
就可以领受圣餐
and he can receive the Holy Communion. 领圣餐 Communion
是一个团契
because this is a communion.
所以被主耶稣的宝血洗过了，我们就可以领受。
Therefore, once you are washed by the precious blood of the Jesus of the Lord Jesus, then you can partake.
如果还在慕道的过程当中
if you are still seeking the truth,
我们鼓励你都来听道理。
We encourage you to come and listen to the gospel more often.
等到灵恩会受洗完了，就可以跟我们一起来领受。
Then when the spiritual convocation comes and you are baptized, then you can partake the Holy Communion with us.
那圣经也提醒我们。
The Bible also reminds us.
领圣餐之前要省察自己。
Before we partake the Holy Communion, we must examine ourselves.
虽然我们是信徒是可以领。
Even though we are already members of this church and we can partake.
那想想最近有没有亏欠主。
But we must think about, have we sinned against the Lord recently?
有没有犯了罪,
have we committed any sins and we have not repented?
如果有了,
if there is such a case, then you have to ask for God's forgiveness.
如果主赦免你, 心里平安,
and when the Lord forgives you and you feel comfortable in your heart, then you can partake.
如果犯了致死的罪,
however, you have committed sins that could lead to death, then please refrain from taking.
圣餐之前就以以上的道理来互相的勉励。
So before the Holy Communion, we use this message for mutual encouragement.
现在我们要祝谢不孝饼。
Now we are going to give thanks for the bread.